Hello there, you're watching Proactive London. Joining us today is Nick Tulloch here from Voyager Life, because we're going to learn all about this voyage that you're on as a firm. So first of all, let's break this all down. A very good afternoon to you, Nick, and explain exactly what you do there at Voyager Life.
Sure. Hi, Katie. So Voyager was founded last year by me. This is actually my second CBD company. I used to run Zoetic, and I took over Zoetic when it was an oil and gas company, and took it through the journey or the voyage into a CBD company. I left Zoetic around about a year and a bit ago, founded Voyager. I mean, like most businesses, it started out with me and a laptop. And what we are now is a fully functioning CBD company. You can buy our products online, you can buy our products in stores. We're actually opening our own store as well, and extending our product range.
Sounds good. And we're talking about oils, soaps, gummies, all sorts of products, right?
Absolutely. We do all of those. We have a pet range. In fact, our pet range is currently our best seller. I know it's a cliche that people spend more on their pets than they do on their children, but we actually are that cliche. So we have two pet products. We're looking to extend that range as well. I should say not all of our products are CBD. We believe actually the benefit of hemp plant is what matters. And we have some products that are hemp seed oil, which is the crushed seeds of the plant, which are actually entirely free of CBD. And that includes the pet products, which is relevant in the UK in that it's not legal actually to give CBD to an animal without a veterinary prescription. But hemp seed oil can be given to animals. And so that's why our pet range is designed accordingly.
And why would it be useful for a pet?
Well, hemp seed oil is quite a powerful nutritional and moisturising agent. Mm-hmm. So it's very high in things like omega-3 and omega-6. Certainly in my childhood, I was taught about the benefits of fish oils. Well, a lot of what you have in a fish oil is also in hemp seed oil. But unlike a fish oil, hemp seed oil doesn't need to go through the same processing. So there's an argument to say it's actually a purer and, well, less processed form of things like omega-3 and omega-6. Mm-hmm. Useful for dogs and cats, just as it's useful for us. Great for the coat, great for the digestive system. Also, quite good for things like anxiety as well. And we have a few reviews on our website from owners who have dogs with a few challenges, and the reviews are really quite charming as to how they report the dog has responded.
I think that's really interesting, because we all know that pet care is £1 billion industry, and you rightly say we do spend more on them than us a lot of the time. You mentioned sort of anxiety. I know it can be used for sort of pain relief and reduction of anxiety and stress and all sorts of things in regards to all of your products. But I want to talk about the IPO. What's the plan here?
Well, the plan is that we are listing on Aquis, and we're targeting listing in the coming weeks. We have actually done three fundraisings during the course of Voyager's life. We did a sort of friends and family fundraise, which is what got us going. We then raised most of our funds on Cedars in a crowdfunding raise during the course of September, which was actually five times oversubscribed. And then I was saying that in a sort of back by popular demand funding in March and April, we did a further private funding. So we've actually raised £2 million in the company's fairly short history. So the fundraising on the IPO won't be enormous. We are working with Cedars again. We feel very strongly that we ought to involve our existing shareholders in the IPO. So whether they've come through Cedars or come through other avenues, we've given all of our existing shareholders the opportunity to participate. And then we're also looking to bring on a small number of new investors. But this is really about completing our voyage. We'd always said to investors that the plan was to get the company onto a stock market and give them liquidity. My own background is in public companies. The same is true of other members of the board. And we think that the status of being a public company that we will get when we speak to counterparties such as multinational or sort of multi-chain retailers, it'll be important for us to have that additional status. So in the coming weeks, that should all be in place.
And you mentioned your history, of course, and at the beginning you mentioned Zoetic, because that was the first CBD company to be listed on the London Stock Exchange. And they've got a market valuation now, I think, of about £150 million. So presumably you're hoping to emulate some of that?
Yes, I mean, there's a number of similarities between what we're looking to do at Voyager and what I did at Zoetic, but also some quite marked differences. The core business of Zoetic is in the US. We are at the moment an entirely UK business. I mean, you can buy our products on our website anywhere in the world, but really we're about the UK. We're also entirely about health and wellness. And there's a big element, probably the larger element of Zoetic, is about tobacco alternative. And what they're doing over in the US is absolutely terrific. But that's a a different area for us. What you get from Voyager is an absolute commitment to health and wellness. You get products that are properly labelled, you get lab reports on the website, and products that are well made. Where we can, we use organic ingredients. We use essential oils for the scents. We don't use artificial colours. Everything that a consumer should expect. And the range of different things that CBD can be used for is reflected in the range of products that we've actually got and are looking to develop.
Nick Tullock, thank you very much indeed. At the beginning of your journey there at Voyager Life, introducing us here at Proactive London to your firm and the build-up to your IPO here in the British capital.